Welcome to Manifestation Mindset and More Woo with Shia Samantha. I'm Samantha, your host and Manifestation Spiritual Life Coach. Ever wanted to experience a life with more ease and flow, to experience synchronicities and effortless abundance whilst taking inspired action towards your goals? Well, here we merge the strategy with the energetics to help nourish your mindset, unleash your inner potential, and support you to consciously co-create your life. We talk all things manifestation, universal principles, and spirituality, alongside the relevant tools, strategy, mindset shifts, and more, all to help you embody that dream version of you. If this sounds like your kind of thing, then you are in the right place. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful souls. It has been such a long time since I've been here with the microphone, and I feel like I have a lot of explaining to do. Okay, I don't even know where to start. I literally just decided today, I was like, right, no excuses. You were plugging that microphone in and you're going to just start talking. I haven't got any notes. I don't really know what I want to say, although I kind of know what's on my heart, but I really just wanted to like check in and be present and kind of just explain what the hell's been going on the last few months and where I've been. And yeah, basically give you a bit of an update, give you a bit of a life update. So first of all, if you have been following the podcast recently and you've listened to the last few episodes, you'll know now that obviously that was kind of the end of last year, kind of autumn 2023. We are now February of 2024. And I almost can't believe I'm saying that. It just makes me feel so like, oh, wow, like where did the time go? But I just want to kind of give you a bit of an explanation of where we've been, what's been going on, and all of the plans and what was going to happen, what's happening now. Anyway, like I literally like, right, I need to like pull it all back. Let's get cozy, get comfortable, and we are just going to dive in. I'm going to give you a life update. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on and also give you some of the goss of behind the scenes, what I've been manifesting, what's been happening, and just give you everything. This is a tell-all episode, literally. I'm going to go all in. So let's get into it. Okay, so let's just backtrack a little bit, right? Let's go back to summer last year, where if you've been listening to the podcast, you know well, you may well know that I had quite a big intention of rebranding and setting up a new Instagram, putting the podcast in a different direction. That all still remains on the cards. That very, very much remains on the cards. Still planning the podcast relaunch, still going ahead with all of that. Why hasn't it happened sooner? I think that I put a little bit of pressure under myself because I have been going on my own journey the last kind of, what do we say, like 2 years now. I've been putting myself under a lot of pressure to stick to certain deadlines that I set myself. This was my own pressure, but I very much had like deadlines in mind and plans and launch plans in mind of what I felt like was the right thing and what felt right at the time. And go back to last year where I said on the podcast, I'm going back to full-time work, I'm going back to mental health. And focusing on that for a little while, which I'm still doing. But at that time, I thought whilst doing that, that I'd be able to sort of rebrand, head in the new direction that I wanted to go in, which of course, as we mentioned, isn't that different to what I was, where I was, if that makes sense, slight pivot. But I had a real intention of what was coming, what I was creating, and really wanted that to be launched and out there by like September, October last year. Come September, and I just had like a really kind of big shift. And like I said, not in my intention of what I wanted, but it was almost like I was like the pause button got hit again. And this is really interesting because if I look at like my kind of patterns of behavior and my own journey, my own healing, it's really interesting that like in September, I've had these kind of like resets and these really deep like pulling inward where I've had to like really explore my mental health and I've had to really push pause on a lot of things. And I really noticed that I was falling back into that in September. I wasn't aware of it at the time that I was like, oh, it's September, here we go. It was just that I've noticed looking back that that seems to be a period of time where I end up getting pulled back in. So anyway, that happened. September happened, and I noticed myself kind of pulling back in, needing to focus on my mental health a little bit more. I think my mental health is something that I've talked about a bit on the podcast. I think I've dropped it in odd episodes. I've definitely shared my journey. But it's probably something that I will do another episode on at some point. But it's one of those things that I feel like we think is kind of like you might experience it and then suddenly like you're better or you're cured. And I think what I'm starting to realize and really starting to kind of share the message of is that mental health is like a spectrum. Like you kind of, you move along the spectrum to wellness and then you move along the spectrum to perhaps not wellness. And I think it's a continuum. Like we kind of gently pivot depending on how we're behaving, thinking, feeling, what's going on in our lives. We kind of go up and down the scale. So I really don't see mental health as like you're cured. I think if it's something that we all really need to make sure we're looking after consistently and making sure we're keeping an eye out for ourselves and each other as well. I have a few really, really close friends where, you know, we have like code words. So like if I'm withdrawing and I'm, you know, not being as talkative and I've disappeared a little bit, you know, we send like a little turtle and it kind of represents that like going inward time, like that time where you've gone inwards and you're, and that doesn't mean that you don't want to be checked in on. I think that's also really important. It's just like, I'm going through it a little bit, but then knowing that you have people that just respect that and get that and aren't going to almost take it as an insult that you're not replying or anything like that, but are actually just willing to be there. That for me is like precious, precious, precious. So anyway, I'm digressing, but really from September time, I would say for a good few months, like 4 months or so, I really had to go inward. I felt like I was shedding another layer. I felt like my mental health was getting really not so good again, getting quite low, getting anxious. I'm sure I've talked on the podcast before about experiencing like anxiety attacks. And I say anxiety attacks because I think panic attacks are quite a strong visceral reaction. And I'm not saying that they're not that strong, but what I'm saying is that often panic attacks and anxiety attacks can kind of get mixed up. And I think the difference really is when you're having a panic attack, you're really focusing on the physical symptoms and you feel like you're, you know, you're dying, you feel like you can't breathe, heart attack, blah, blah, blah. Whereas anxiety attacks are like moments of like, I think deep fear, a lot of cognitions, not necessarily always physical. So I definitely was experiencing both, but that's been something that I've been having to navigate again. And it was around September time, actually, that it did get really bad. And I had, I think, like 2 in a week. And one point that was really, really bad that I was just sat crying because I just thought that I was like going crazy. It felt like something was wrong with me, something was wrong with my body. So at that time as well, actually, I had a few health scans and blood pressure checks and what's it called where they put all your, I've forgotten what they're called now, the thing where they put it on your heart and they check that your heart rate is, oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart. I'm gonna have to Google it. I've forgotten what they're called. An ECG, there we go. An ECG, I couldn't get my head around it. Anyway, everything came back fine, health is fine, and sort of just realized actually, for some reason, life, environment, things that were going on at that time were giving me really, really strong anxiety, and then that was also manifesting in my body as well. And so really why I'm sharing this is that I think that we can often have this idea of like our own timelines and when we want things to be done, when we want to achieve things, when we want to like, you know, get things out there, goals for ourselves. And we often don't give ourselves the grace to allow ourselves the timeline that we're actually on. And I think for me, I definitely experienced a lot of frustration at that time because I wasn't achieving the timeline that I'd set out for myself. And then because of that frustration, it was very much all or nothing thinking. So it was almost like, if I can't do it the way I want to do it and I can't do it perfectly, then I'm not going to do it at all. And that is a really bad thinking trap and not something that I'm proud of, but is definitely something I can reflect on and learn from and accept that, you know, I'm human too, I'm growing too. And actually, me being able to acknowledge that and experiencing that myself has actually helps improve my work and how I can support others as well, noticing it and noticing that thought pattern. So I very much was falling into black and white thinking, and I think I was almost like wanting it to be perfect. And I was like, well, there's no point showing up until I'm ready to show up, or there's no point showing up until I'm ready to be consistent and be every day and be perfect. And then suddenly, you know, it's October creeps into November creeps into December, and it just goes on and on. And I'm navigating my own journey as well as my own life. And what I will say as well, which is completely out the blue, not something that I mentioned on the podcast at all before, and is something, again, I want to do a whole other podcast episode on, because I really want to talk about like the nitty gritty, the experience, what I was manifesting, my energy at the time, all of these different things. But what that is that I'm alluding to is actually me and James bought our first place together. So that was going on at the time as well. Like in September, we were looking, we were searching, we looked at about, I think the number got to about 16. That's the number that I've been saying, because I think it was about 16 properties that we looked at. And eventually we settled on this apartment in the same area that we're in, which is really, really, we're really happy with. And yeah, we were going through that process as well. Also whilst I'm going on this journey, also whilst I'm like trying to navigate new things, and just all of this was all happening at once. And I think, like I said, there's this like pressure to make you feel like you've got to be holding all the balls, juggling everything at once. And I definitely think that at times I was thinking like, oh, but I should be able to do this, I should be able to do that, I should be able to do everything. And when I couldn't, getting quite frustrated at myself and having to really reframe that mindset and really remind myself that we all can't do everything. And if we're going through a season where, you know, you're house hunting, you're buying, you're moving, you can't do everything else at perfection as well. And I think that was something I needed to tell myself at the time, and also a reminder for you if you're, you know, going through transitions at the moment and perhaps it's taking your attention away from other things. It's realizing that that's okay and that's a normal part of life. That's a chapter, and it doesn't mean that that next chapter isn't going to come, but it's just acknowledging that each chapter is unique and okay as it is, if that makes sense. So I think I read a quote actually the other day that really fits in with this, which is like, it's a life's work. I think this was on a card pull I was doing. It's a life's work. It's a life's work, not a season. And I just think that really applies right now, where you can think about like, actually, if we all see our goals and what we want to achieve, and this is in business, this is in life, this is all things that you might want to manifest, we could start seeing it as a bit of a life's work rather than just like a season where we want quick fixes and we want everything yesterday. You can really give yourself so much more compassion and love and acceptance. And then when you release that resistance, actually everything starts to fall into place quicker. And I noticed that really interestingly on my own journey. Like I said, I want to do a whole new podcast on this. But once I just parked everything else, and I parked what I wanted to create, I parked the new launch, I parked all that other stuff, and I just focused on moving, finding our place, getting things ready, allowing that chapter. Actually, as well, something that I haven't mentioned, which was another massive change, was I was also looking for a new job. Same field, same area, but I wanted to transition. I wanted to be completely remote. So that was going on at the same time as well. And it was just like change after change after change after change. And again, me then focusing on the fact that I wasn't doing what I actually wanted to do and what I wanted to put my time and energy in, which was, of course, the podcast community, things that I wanted to create. And navigating that was really, really hard. Navigating that frustration was really, really hard. But like I said, it's allowing the journey and allowing it to be exactly as it is, knowing that it's perfect exactly as it is, as messy as it is, that's okay. And the quicker that we can come at it with love and acceptance, the quicker we can move through that and get back to it, what it is that you actually want to do. And I noticed that in myself the last kind of few weeks. You know, we had January. In January, I had a little bit of time off and I started prepping Instagram posts. I started getting ready. I was so excited. And then suddenly we get the news that we're completing on our property. So from September to looking to January completed. So like really, really crazy. I know that that's, I don't know, maybe a normal timeline, but I think from looking to completion, that's quite crazy. So yeah, I had like kind of that energy of like January, like we all do, right? January, gonna hit my goals, gonna smash everything, gonna go out there, do all of this stuff. And then suddenly it's like, oh, okay, another hurdle. We gotta jump through that. Gotta get on that hamster wheel. And yeah, then January kind of got kind of caught up with getting things ready, packing, moving, that transition. And we're now in February and I've had to take some time. I mean, we had 2 weeks without internet, which was really not great. But then I've had to really take some time to just like ground myself in and really get into like that new lifestyle. Like, you know, now I'm in a complete new job, complete new place. And I've just literally like flipped my whole life. And that's really like ungrounding and really like, yeah, it's like your foundations have been kind of ripped away a little bit, but also really, really positive and really, really exciting. And something else that I've really noticed kind of going back to like the mental health side of this and like the journey and moving through transitions, there's also this kind of, at least I kind of see this in myself and I've seen it with people who really want to make a change, but don't feel like they have it in them. They don't feel like they have the power right now. And that's this idea that when your circumstances change and the environment changes, then you'll change and you'll feel better. And I want to kind of take this moment to just share that I completely changed my environment. I was in a complete new house, apartment, whatever you want to word it. It is an apartment, but I tend to say house, so excuse me if I say that. I was in a completely new house, completely new environment, and completely new job. And what I found really interesting is like a little personal experiment. You don't feel different unless you deliberately feel different. And I know that sounds like a really weird thing to say, but again, I feel like I might do a whole podcast on this as well. I've got so many ideas, like everything is just pouring out of me and I'm just so excited to be back on the mic. And I'm like, oh, I want to do this, this, this. But what I will say, which I think I will do a podcast episode on, is the fact that all of that can change. But fundamentally, unless you change, unless you are behaving differently, unless you're thinking differently, acting differently, feeling differently, you will transfer all of that same energy into the new environment. And I noticed that because when I moved, I thought, fresh start, you know, I'm going to feel a lot better. And everything was good. My mood's been in better anyway. That's not to do with the mood, to do with the move. That's to do with me working on that. Anxiety levels have improved as well. But what I noticed is there was this kind of like, almost an undercurrent of indifference, I would say. It wasn't lowness, but it was kind of like I was like a sigh is kind of what just feels like it came out, like it just like each day. And I was in a complete new environment, new role, all of these things, but there was just this sort of undercurrent. And what I realized is like when I was thinking about moving and I was, you know, journaling on it, manifesting on it, there was a version of me that I was picturing that I would be in the space. But as soon as I got in the space, that version of me I can't be that version unless I change. So it's like a little reminder that even if your environment changes and things change, unless you do, you're not going to feel different. You're not going to feel better. You're just going to kind of repeat those same patterns in the new environment. And I think that's a really big reminder for us all, because we often put our power, or we give our power away and we put it outside of ourselves. And we say, you know, I can't change until this happens. I will be happier when I get a new job. I'll be happier once we've moved. I'll be happier once I'm in a new relationship. And actually the new job comes, the new relationship comes, the new move comes, and you're the same person. You're the same version of yourself. So the energy, the thoughts, the patterns that you're doing now just transfer into that new space, new role, new relationship. And that's where we always have to take a little step back and look at ourselves when we're putting that out there of like giving our power away, is sort of thinking, well, where can we take that power back? In what way am I giving up my power to these things around me? And in what way can I start looking inward at myself? And what can I see that I need to change and I'm willing to change? And so along with kind of my mental health and everything that's been going on the last few months, I noticed that I was also behaving in a certain way. And by behaving in a certain way, that would look like drinking more. That would look like more numbing activities, more television, more gaming, more escapism. And that really doesn't do well for me. And I think a lot of people really enjoy like television and gaming, and all of those things are great in small doses. And that's definitely something that I will continue to do. Not saying it's a bad thing, but what I'm saying is I notice that's a clue in my behavior when I'm not doing the things that actually make me happy, which is reading books, which is personal development, which is my spiritual work, which is journaling, gratitude, all the things that make me feel spiritually well. When I'm not doing those and I'm leaning into those other activities, I'm feeding the lack wellness or the not so well-being. You know, I said about that like scale, I need a word. It's like wellness, and I don't want it to be not wellness. It's like wellness, and it's not illness either. It's literally like not so well is kind of what I'm thinking. Because, yeah, on the surface, you'd just be like, oh, like, what's wrong with that? Like, give yourself a break. But actually, I know in myself that that's a clue for me not being so good. And that might also look like eating a lot or choices of foods as well. And I mean, there's so much research on the gut relationship with mental health and how what you're eating really can affect your mood. And when I am then low or I'm not feeling so good, I feed that. And then I feed my gut in negative ways. I feed my gut with pizza and red wine. And actually, like I said, moderation of those things are absolutely fine. But when you know, that's a bit of a clue to yourself. So for me, like I said, for me, I know that's a little bit of a clue that I'm not my best. So that was also something that I noticed. So going back to what I was saying, transferring all of my life into this completely new place, I still wouldn't change unless I changed. So that's been something that I've really been reflecting on the last couple of weeks. And I think tying into coming back on the podcast and tying into that, because also these are the things that I do when I am feeling well and I am looking after myself. And I think there's this pressure that, you know, we should show up online and we should just, you know, stay consistent. But actually, I really am a firm believer that you can only do that if you're looking after yourself, if you're looking after your well-being and you're looking after your mindset. And if you try and force yourself when you're feeling not in a good place, you're going to lead to burnout or you're going to lead to resentment. And also the things that you are doing and are going to come with an energy attached to them. And people will feel that, especially if you're in like a, I don't know, people facing work, if you're in coaching roles, for example. If you're burnt out, people will feel that in you, in the sessions and how you are. So just something to think about as well. So yeah, I really just wanted to reflect on that today. Just come on, speak from the heart and just be like, you know what? I'm not perfect and none of us are. We're all human and we all have big dreams. We all want to achieve stuff. But actually, let's stop worrying about doing everything yesterday and let's just start focusing on looking after ourselves, caring about our bodies, our minds, and putting those first over goals, over achievements. You know, we sometimes think like, oh, you know, other people have achieved this, other people have achieved that, other people by this age have got this and that. And we might not be actively comparing ourselves. It might not be that you're consciously doing it, but sometimes the constant need for goals and achievement and pushing yourself sometimes is a subconscious way of proving something, of proving your worth, like it could be different for everyone. But I think it's also tapping into that and thinking, why do we get so caught up in needing to have achieved stuff, needing to have these goals? And I think for me, mine is kind of always driven by this desire that I know that I'm most happy when I'm serving this community and when I'm chatting to you guys about mental health, about well-being, about mindset, supporting with those things. That forever is a goal of mine, because that's forever what makes me happy, makes me feel lit up. So when I'm not doing those things, I do get frustrated. But again, I have to step back and allow my own journey, just like I said. And I think that's something that, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm anything special, but I think there's something that I think people who, you know, are in like coaching spaces or business or entrepreneurs or, you know, podcasters, anything like that, Instagrammers, even if, you know, you have a few hundred followers, I think we feel this pressure to show up, be a version of ourselves no matter what, and stay consistent. And that's something that I think is important for us to understand of, yes, that's important, but actually our wellness comes first. And if you are experiencing burnout and you are experiencing a difficult time, you and your health is most important. Everything else can wait. Goals can wait. The goals are always going to be there. It's not like you've missed your boat. I think a thought that came into my mind actually this year was, oh my gosh, like I'm 32 this year. Like, wow. 32 next month. Like, wow. I had so much more ideas of where I'd be at 32. But then at the same time, I had no idea that I'd, you know, have bought my first property before 32. I mean, that's amazing. And I'm so pleased with that. And I'm so thrilled. But again, we can fall into that thinking trap of like ignoring the achievements and just focusing on what we haven't done or what we, you know, haven't done yet, what we haven't achieved, the milestones we haven't hit. And actually, it's so important to just reflect on everything you have and the great things that you do have. You know, there'll be someone that would look at your life right now and be like, oh my gosh, you are living my dream life. And you might be like, what? Like, you know, not thinking that you have aspired even halfway to where you want to be. But to someone else, you have everything. And to a version of yourself, you have everything. I mean, if you think about where you're at now and you look back 4, 5, 6 years ago, how proud would that version of you be of where you are now? Like, just sit with that for a minute and think that you are living a version of yourself. You are living a life now that you probably dreamed of and now just seems normal. Like, now just seems like, well, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. But actually just take that moment to reflect and think, wow, how far you've come. And that's definitely something that I'm trying to do more of. And I've been really trying to anchor in that feeling of like achievement and success, because like I said, I didn't really dream that we would have, you know, been on the property ladder and have that huge milestone in our lives now. And I'm amazed and I'm so happy that we have, but I feel like you have to anchor that in, because the brain will naturally go, okay, and what's next? Like, okay, we've got that, what's next? And that is human nature, unfortunately. Once we've achieved the thing we've achieved, we do sometimes sit with it, maybe for a day, maybe for a week, even a month or two, if you're lucky. And then the novelty wears off, you kind of habituate, and then it's on to the next thing. So yeah, I think that it's so, so important to just sit with the current wins. sit with the wind, sit with where you are, so that you just don't ride over that and go on to the next thing, because that will certainly make you feel like you're on the constant hamster wheel and lead to burnout. So important. So this has been like a really just random, I'm literally on the mic, like I've picked up the phone and I'm just calling you to give you like a quick update on everything. And like I said, I really want to do a podcast episode on the house. I want to do a podcast episode on the nature of change, like I was just saying. And I think I'm going to put those two like in the planner so that I actually create them. And also let me know if you would like to hear them, because it's all well and good me recording those if that's not actually something that you want to listen to. But if you would be interested in what that process looked like, especially manifesting the house, I'd absolutely love to share it. So yeah, drop me an email. Don't drop me an email, because we'll be kind of transitioning over from She Is Samantha onto the new branding. So I will be closing that email account down and transitioning. So come and get me on Instagram. Come DM at @thesiscollective__. You'll see me. And although I just realized I'm on a podcast, so some of you might not even know what I look like. But if you go to @thesiscollective_, you will see me. So I've just realized as well, like, have we talked about this on the podcast? Now I'm doubting myself, because I actually have an episode. Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely will. Oh no, I'm really am doubting myself now. I have an episode that's in the bank ready to share everything. And so I am going to leave that episode to be the sharing episode, if that makes sense. So I want to keep that. So actually what I think I'm going to do is this episode's going to come before that. So this can be like a update, and then we will launch with that episode, because I think that will make more sense. But it's been so long, I need to go and re-listen to our last podcast episode, because I think it was back in August now, and so much has happened, and I'm kind of a bit like, oh my gosh, what was I even talking about then? I know I was obviously alluding to the launch. And obviously, again, unfortunately, had to put pause on that. But I'm assuming I've told everyone the name and everything like that, because we are a little, yeah, we are a podcast. We are an Instagram now. So that is the name. Anyway, DM me, find me on there. I'm going to have to go back, listen to some podcast episodes, work out the timeline so that this episode doesn't confuse absolutely everyone. And then I get everyone being like, that didn't make any sense. But at least, you know, if it doesn't make sense, it's because the episode that's probably going to come after this was recorded about 3 or 4 months ago and then was paused. And then I'm recording this episode now in like real time, like we are in Feb. But it's probably going to come before. So that kind of makes sense for you if you are a bit confused. Hopefully no one is. Anyway, I'm rambling. I honestly feel so happy, like, just to be here talking to you guys again, sharing what's going on, sharing that things are going to keep going. The changes that we were originally planned are happening, but I'm sorry that they haven't come on the timeline that we originally thought they would. If you are still here and you have been thinking about that, you've been waiting, you've been listening, I really appreciate you. You are amazing. Thank you for being around. Thank you for listening to me babble on about different topics in wellness and mindset and manifestation. And I hope you stick around for the next era on the podcast. I'm super, super excited for what's to come, where we're going, where we're heading. And I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you stick around with us. So thank you so much for listening, guys. I love you so, so much. And I'll see you in the next one.